Last night, the College Station School Board taking action regarding letters of intent with developers south of Pebble Creek for what could be in the future property acquisition for new schools. If you can talk about what those letters of intent are and where these developments are located.
Yeah, Bill, both the developments that you're talking about are located to the east of Highway 6 and south of Pebble Creek. I think everyone knows where the racetrack is, and that is a big future development there. And then there's also one directly between the racetrack and Pebble Creek Elementary. And last night, the board accepted letters of intent with both of those developers and developments. And basically what those letters say is that while we have been working with these developers for potential future sites for schools, that we will continue to make a good faith effort to work with those developments and developers for potential schools, future school sites.
And there, and that is the only commitment, as I read the paperwork, is that the only commitment is to negotiate in good faith. There's no, there's nothing binding on either side.
That's correct. There's nothing. There's no language in there that says the developer is, you know, going to give College Station ISD a piece of property, or that College Station ISD is going to purchase a piece of property. It's just basically saying that we're going to continue to negotiate in good faith and see if something can be worked out for the benefit of both parties involved.
This comes as the district has a bond issue coming up in November. Among the items on that bond issue, building a 10th elementary school and a 3rd middle school and a 3rd intermediate school. So how does that or does not fit into what was done last night with these letters of intent?
Well, I don't think that the letters of intent will really have anything to do with the proposed 2015 bond package bill. These schools will be on the ground if the bond passes. Intermediate school will be on the ground in 2017, and then the middle school and the elementary school will be a year later in 2018. And, you know, there's still quite a bit of work to do on those developments, as I understand it. So currently the school district does have three pieces of property in its inventory. One of them we do know that there's going to be we do know what school's going on that site, and that's the piece of property that is directly adjacent to Greens Prairie Elementary. Greens Prairie was built on just a little under half of that piece of property, and on the other half of that piece of property, should the bond pass, that is where intermediate school number 3 will go. It's big enough for an intermediate school or an elementary school, but right now that's how we are designing the rest of that piece of property, is to put intermediate school number 3 there should the bond pass. The other two pieces of property owned by the school district, one of them is a little over 50 acres, and it is located just to the north of that property where Greens Prairie Elementary is. It's between Reuter Road and Welburn Road. And like I said, it's a little over 50 acres. That piece of property is big enough for anything up to a middle school. So that piece of property, you could put a middle school, intermediate, or an elementary school on. And then the third piece of property that the school district owns is west of the railroad tracks, close to the barracks. And it's a little over 20 acres, and it's big enough to be able to put an elementary school on. Now, I'm not saying that there's going to be an elementary school here or a middle school here, because we just don't know yet. You know, the district is always, not always, but a lot of times out looking for piece of properties. We try to give ourselves some options so we can respond to the growth of this community. As everyone knows, the community's experienced tremendous growth these last 3 or 4 years, and we're just trying to keep up with it. And pieces of property are becoming more are harder and harder to come by, especially big enough pieces of property to build schools on. So it's something that we have a real struggle with, and something that that we take seriously and work really hard at.
Which leads into the other item that's not only been on this month's Board of Trustees agenda, but it's been on multiple agendas for who knows how long, and that's executive session discussion. that includes the possible future purchase of property.
Yeah, and you said it. It is an executive session. There's not a whole lot I can say about it, other than the fact that we are working with our attorney, and we are looking for properties. And before we purchase a piece of property, it will be on a public agenda, and there will be an opportunity for people to see that. But until that point, until the point where we're ready to purchase, we keep those things in executive session and consult with our attorneys on that.
And the reason for keeping the negotiations private for those who might be interested?
Yeah, a lot of it just has to do with bargaining power. If one were to find out that a government agency was trying to buy their piece of property, they may want to jack up the price, so to speak. And so what we try to do is kind of protect the identity of the school district and try to give ourselves the best bargaining power to get the best value for the taxpayers of College Station ISD.